Good morning and welcome to this service of worship at Prairie Street Mennonite Church on this beautiful summer morning. We're happy that you are here, whether you're a longtime member, an occasional visitor, or a first-time attender. We also warmly welcome those of you who are listening by podcast. Our loving God welcomes all of us to his house and to his love. Please stand if you're able and join in singing our gathering song, Come, Let Us All Unite to Sing, on page 12 of the Blue Hymnal, A Worship Book. Brent Esch will lead us. Our call to worship is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Let's pray. God, in whom we delight, we give thanks for the fresh light of morning. As we rested in your care through the shadows of night, may we dwell in your peace through the hours of this day. Guide us in our worship this morning, and when evening comes, may we once more give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please turn in the blue hymnal to number 544, When We Walk With the Lord, and those who are able, please stand.
As we prepare for our time of confession and opening ourselves to God in that way, let's sing together number 517 in the same book, 517.
Thank you.
Our prayer of confession is part of the liturgy of the Church of England. John and I have become familiar with this prayer, which we pray every Sunday morning during confession time at St. Anta and All Saints while we are in Cornwall. It has become very meaningful to us. Please pray with me. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand to receive these words of assurance. Sisters and brothers, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has mercy on us and forgives our sins through our Lord Jesus. Let us then share Christ's peace with each other and with the world. May the peace of Christ be with you. I would invite all the children of any age to come to the front for a time with John Bender.
Pass our basket for your offering or to give it a blessing with merely touching it. We are helping children in our neighborhood through our offering. Thank you. What is this? And what are envelopes used for?
Sending letters.
Okay, sending letters. Well, this morning in our Bible reading, will be from a letter of John in the New Testament. And John worked with Jesus during his 3 years of ministry when Jesus was on earth. And in 1 John, John wrote three letters plus some other things. John writes this about what he learned from Jesus. Listen to this. This is the message we have heard from him, that is from Jesus, and proclaim to you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Now, what do you do when you go into a dark room? Turn on a switch and the light comes on. Okay, and if there's no electricity, what do you do?
A light,
a flashlight, or a candle, okay. Something like this. Well, that we can manufacture light, but what does this mean that in God there is no darkness at all? That's a big order. And we're going to look to Paula to really give us some light on that, enlighten us on that. But Jesus, or John's letter, tells us that Jesus told, showed, and touched people with the truth that God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. And I trust that you feel the light and love of God as it is shared in this church, in Vacation Bible School, and at home. John's letter talks about the joy of the time that we spend with God and with each other. And we see that God is truly light when we see and feel how big God is and how much God knows and loves you. God is bigger than a flashlight, bigger than a lantern, bigger than even electric power. That's a big thing to understand, isn't it? Or a lighthouse light. Yes, all of these are important lights, but God is the supreme light. And we'll hear more of that when we hear the scripture read. Now, I have envelopes for each of you. If you put your name and address on the envelope, I will write you a letter this week. And if you have a question you'd like to ask or a comment to make about the service today, I'll also give you one of these. So you can write that and stick it in the envelope. And then I will send you a letter, and I'll give those to you after we do our prayer. Okay? Is that clear? All I need is your name and address, and I'll put the stamp on. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for the message you brought in Jesus, that you are light with no darkness at all. We know that means you know our brightest and our darkest moments. Cover these children in the light of your love, joy, and peace. Amen. And here, if you want to add a question or a note, you can do that. And you can give these to me at Fellowship 15, or just put them in the mailbox for John and Marty Bender today. And then I don't know what I'm going to write, but you'll find out. Okay? Thank you.
The scripture this morning is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
La lectura bíblica del día de hoy es de Primera de Juan, capítulo 1, 1 al 6. Lo que era desde el principio, lo que hemos oído, lo que hemos visto con nuestros ojos, lo que hemos contemplado y palparon nuestras manos tocante al verbo de vida. Porque la vida fue manifestada y la hemos visto y testificamos. Y os anunciamos la vida eterna, la cual estaba con el Padre y se nos manifestó. Lo que hemos visto y oído, eso os anunciamos, para que también vosotros tengáis comunión con vosotros, y nuestra comunión verdaderamente es con el Padre y con su Hijo Jesucristo. Estas cosas os escribimos para que vuestro gozo sea cumplido.
This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true.
Este es el mensaje que hemos oído de él. Y os anunciamos. Dios es luz y no hay tinieblas, no hay ninguna tinieblas en él. Si decimos que tenemos comunión con él y andamos en tinieblas, mentimos y no practicamos la verdad.
The word of the Lord.
La palabra del Señor.
Gracias a Dios. Our preacher this morning is Paula Killow, a member of our congregation. Paula has several connections with Mennonite Church. She is soon to be retired from Mennonite Mission Network and is currently moderator for Indiana-Michigan Conference. She will soon be in a time of transition with many exciting possibilities to look forward to. Let's pray. May the words of Paula's mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
This is my story. It is night. Inside is light. Inside a woman, angry, aching, gasping, shallow breaths that hurt the lungs, flushed, spittle flying, screaming out a skylight. But at who? At herself? At him, the earthly one? Or at God? Right now at God, who is outside in the dark, outside of her, separated from her, not listening. At God, who has taken away her life and replaced it with chaos, loneliness, emptiness, with nothing. Why, O God, why, she cries, why have you taken it all away from me? The woman screamed out her whole self and slumped to the floor. This was my journey into darkness. Most of us have a similar story of doubt or hopelessness, a time when life had dealt us a tremendous blow to our hearts and our spirits. A time, perhaps, when we blamed God for our despair. I did. We all bear the scars on our hearts from our time in the shadows. Some present or who may be listening are still battling with the shadows, while others, thanks be to God, have made the journey back from that gloomy separation from God. In our scripture today, Jesus is light, and in him is no darkness at all. But the ending is a bit troubling. We are cautioned about what happens to those who walk in darkness. The Greek is a little clearer in telling us those who intentionally choose or knowingly walk in darkness. Because for many of us, we're there and we sure haven't chosen it. I would offer that the risen Christ was present in the faith of light and in the darkness of question and doubt for those who were hearing this scripture in the first century and for us today. Jesus enters into the thick shadows with us, into our emptiness, our questions, our pain, our weakness. If we lie prostrate on the bed, empty and aching, Jesus is right there beside us, suffering and weeping with us. We can't get away from Jesus. From Psalm 139, if I were to climb to the highest heavens, you'd be there. If I were to dig down to the bottom of the world of the dead, you would be there too. That's the promise of our scripture. There are also, though, places between the light and the dark, a place that the Celts from the British Isles call thin spaces, thin spaces. They believe that these in-between places are the places where our lives are actually transformed, when we're in that uncomfortable in-between. The pilgrimage from doubt to belief, from night to day, is such a thin space. Here on the journey between darkness and light is where we have the opportunity to grow, to mature, to come to new strength of conviction. The scars on our hearts and our souls are evidence of the transformation of coming back from the darkness. Because, friends, scars are the signs of our healing. Often our darkness, our separation from God, is found in our fears. And today, friends, many of us have a lot to be fearful about. According to the Gospel of John, which Marty read from to initiate our service, the disciples, in fact, most of the world to which Jesus' word made flesh was known, was locked in fear, many in a dark room. But that darkness was about to meet light. From John 20. On this same day, just as dark was turning to dawn, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away. Later that morning, she stands weeping in the garden, locked in her grief, her dark time. But she sees the risen Christ, and she runs to tell the good news to the rest of the disciples and the other believers. I have seen the Lord. And what was their response? To run and huddle behind a locked door. They had a lot to be afraid of. They could be accused of stealing Jesus' body. They were the ones who had been there. They could be punished by guilt of association for Jesus' crimes of treason. It was dark outside that room and inside. And so they locked themselves in. We have all either been or known people who were locked in. Young adults locked in low self-esteem. Couples in troubled relationships. Persons locked in mental illness or living with the darkness of addiction. Families living with the agony of death and other loss. But there are no walls, none, thick enough to block the risen Christ's entry into that room or into our hearts. The safe room the disciples had created was at the center of their fears. But Jesus was no apparition. He came through the walls and unlocked the doors and took away their fear with the proof that the risen Lord is with us every day. He had a body. He came bearing gifts that can heal a hurting, hostile world, even now, especially now. These gifts are for us personally, and to share in these times of darkness and uncertainty. The first is peace. Jesus promised to give his followers peace, and now, as the risen Lord, he does. Peace be with you, an ordinary greeting, but an extraordinary act in this world. Jesus offers peace and forgiveness to each of us, no matter what we've done, connecting with Jesus and his peace can lift the darkness. Jesus has given us a purpose. I send you into the world. As my Father has sent me, I send you. Jesus commissioned the disciples and commissions each one of us to bring the word, the gospel, forward, to act in the gospel, because God loves the whole world. And the last power, Jesus breathed on the disciples in that locked room and brought forth in them and through them God's powerful spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel of John's Pentecost. There were no rowdy crowds, no tongues of fire, but a locked room with scared people who received the Spirit of God. Just a resurrected Savior breathing the Spirit even today into our tired and fearful bodies. So we're called to knock on those locked doors, especially our own, encouraged by the knowledge that we bear the peace and purpose and power of the one who bears the scars of his own pain, who can pass through walls. We knock, empowered by the one who has never been locked out. He is the one who stands by us in any situation, with any of us poor souls, bringing this peace, power, and purpose. This awareness that the Holy Spirit is with us in our darkness is what can bring us back, crawling and scratching from the edge. Through the thin space of transformation, we can come back into the glow of fellowship with God, who created us out of darkness. Jesus, who lit the light to come, and the beacon of the Holy Spirit that is our hope. It is through our struggles from darkness toward light that we can grow to mature faith, our strength through our weakness. This is our calling, to bring the peace of Christ and pointing to the Holy Spirit's power. As we have made the pilgrimage, we can accompany others in their darkness. Through God's faithfulness to us, we minister with compassion and love as the one who has been on that gloomy path as well. We have crept back from the shadows, wounded, but having witnessed with confidence that Jesus Christ, our advocate, has penetrated the formless void on our behalf. That is our promise. He welcomes us all into the sun as we accept the words that we have longed to hear. Welcome home. Supper's ready. I love you. May it be so.
Oh. Perhaps you feel as if you're in the darkness, or maybe you're in that thin space. As our response to the sermon, I've chosen number 95 in this green Sing the Journey book. I want to walk as a child of the light. If those are words that are just too hard to say for you this morning, that's the gift of these hymns, of these songs, written by others who walk the journey with us, who give us words when we don't have them. And so accept these words as your prayer, is your desire, even if you can't sing them. And if you can, sing them as your hope and as your desire, calling out to Jesus, who can walk through the darkness and the walls that pin us in. Thank you, Paula. Let's sing together, number 95.